Power Hour Nation.
So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the one and only Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's a feel-good broadcast. We're going to do news. Power Hour Jay is going to stop by to talk about some specials that she's put together for the holidays, for Christmas, Thanksgiving too, I think. And some of the things that we're doing over at the Power Mall. And then Daniel Estlin, one of our absolute favorites. We're going to talk about Bolivia. We're going to talk about a global perspective, his conceptualization, for lack of a better word, the conceptualization of what is going on politically across the world is very important. And he'll continue to do that. We'll start with Bolivia and then work out from there. But before that, we're going to have Uncle Kevin, and we're going to do the news. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again.
What is the most important thing on your mind, besides what you're going to have for dinner tonight? Or lunch, I should say.
Lunch. No, already had it. Let's see. That phony impeachment. I don't think it's going nowhere.
What are your thoughts about the impeachment, what we've seen so far?
It's been an absolutely joke. It's an embarrassment. Everybody gets up there, and it's all hearsay. This guy told me, or this guy told Joe, the taxi driver, and that the taxi driver told the mailman, and the mailman told this guy. It's all a joke, and a lot of Democrats are seeing through it. And I've heard behind the scenes about 30 of them are really, really, you know, seeing how bad it is and hearing a lot from their constituents back in their home state that they better not vote for it, you know.
The Jim Jordan came at
he tore those people apart.
He came after Taylor pretty strong. And basically what you're saying is, well, you know, the taxi cab driver told me that, you know, the guy at the bakery was making bagels and he's talking to Joe Blow from Ukraine. And,
yeah.
You know, he had one of those babushkas. She had a babushka on, so of course she knew and da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was almost embarrassing.
It
was almost embarrassing.
Yeah.
With the cross-examination of Jordan on Taylor.
Right. And he goes at the end, and you're the star witness? And the guy just cracks.
I'm not star of anything.
Yeah, he just cracks a big Cheshire grin smile and yeah, says yeah.
Well, another time he says,
pathetic.
Yeah, he's a star witness. Now the original whistleblower quote. See, I'm not even going to use it. Water cooler gossiper.
That's right. That's what he is.
The official water cooler gossiper. Yeah. Eric Smith and Rand Paul, by the way, out of his name for sure.
Thank goodness.
Eric I don't know how to say it. I don't care.
It's tricky.
Sirmella.
Yeah.
Curmudgeon. Eric Curmudgeon. I don't care. He's a CIA operative.
Yes.
It looks like that he won't even come. This is ridiculous.
He's not testifying. It's against the Sixth Amendment. He has to testify in order to continue with the impeachment.
Right. They have no. There's so far. I mean, what I've seen, there is no firsthand knowledge.
Zero.
I mean, this morning they continued with what's her name, Yovanovitch, who's the diplomat from the U.S. The U.S. diplomat that is in Ukraine. She's a United States citizen, but she's the diplomat
right.
for Ukraine.
And she was removed because she was bad mouthing Trump.
Basically, she wanted to say, well, it's because she wouldn't force the.
Yeah.
She said maybe it was because I wouldn't force the. The investigation.
No.
Well, that's what she kind of insinuated.
Yeah. The people over in Ukraine said they came over. She came over with a list of people not to indict. So.
You know, why aren't they involved?
Yeah.
In
why
this,
aren't they involved
in this impeachment?
Yeah. Why? What,
you know, the big thing is Eric Sirmela.
That's his name. Yeah. Very good.
Where is he? On this testimony. Is he going to testify? Rand Paul.
He's vacationing with Epstein down in his island.
Well, not that island's closed. They must have a new island.
They got a bunch of islands.
There's several islands.
Yeah. Greenland is one of them.
Is this going any? I mean.
I don't think so.
All right. Let me ask you this question then. For all this and for the Democratic Party not to vote to impeach, even as ridiculous as it is, would be a major blow to their credibility to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But from what I heard, at least 30 Democrats are really balking. And then they need, you know, they need 19 if ever, all the Democrats stick together. So if 30 pull out, you know, it ain't going nowhere, you know.
Don't you think by hook or by crook they're going to get that vote?
They're going to be doing some twisting some arms.
Don't you have them, yeah. Okay, does that concern you then? It goes to the Senate. They get, you know, Mitt Romney and other, and they got, you know they have those special.
I don't trust
you know they have those special videos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they could put the, they could put a whoop and a hurt on the Senate.
Lowell Ponte was telling me about the rumor. Well, more of the rumor, but you know how it goes. You know, Lowell Ponte
is very
was very prominent in journalism with the, you know, with the New York Times.
Yep.
With the Reader's, I mean, he was telling me about when Herbert Hoover, he's not that old.
You're in a time warp.
J. Edgar Hoover was still alive, and the supposed the rumor was he'd call up Senator, you know, Senator so-and-so, Senator Brown, I just want you to know that those illicit pictures of
That's
you
right.
with those 12-year-olds are in safekeeping.
That's right.
And we got those locked away just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you worry, Senator Brown. And here's how much we want voted on the appropriation for our FBI budget this
right.
year. I just want you to know. Don't you worry, your pretty little
that's
head.
That's exactly right.
And that's how
he had a little dossier on everybody.
Okay, so my question is, are they? Is that what's going to happen here?
It looks like it.
I mean,
it looks like it.
So does that concern you? You said it's not going anywhere.
No, yeah. Of course, anytime I don't trust the Republicans. I don't trust them as far as
I don't. Let me rephrase.
If it has a politician,
right.
I don't trust them.
Washington politicians in Washington. I don't think I trust the Five Guys Burgers and Fries in Washington. I don't trust nothing in Washington.
Yes, exactly. Don't trust it.
White House releases memo of Trump's April call with Ukraine's Zelensky. From NBC, the White House today released a rough transcript of the first phone call. Basically, Trump's out here. Look, this is nothing burger. This is
zero.
This is what they're doing. This is nothing. Trump also was tweeting during the impeachment and just ragging on that. I can't even say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
her name is.
That's so professional. We're so professional here this morning. You know, when it comes to people that I just have such a disdain for, I just find myself hard time even.
They're not
credible. They're not
right.
legitimate, ladies and gentlemen. This is not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
This is a flea circus, and you got to strain your eyes, and you say, oh, yeah, I see the fleas. Yeah, I see them.
Yeah.
Trump attacks, here, Yovanovitch in real time during hearing. Yovanovitch.
She looks like a Yovanovitch, too.
I can think of a different word to end in.
Start
with a B. I don't, she may be, whatever.
No.
I don't know
Cancel
her.
That thought.
Giuliani faces U.S. probe on campaign finance lobbying breaches. So Trump promises to drain the swamp, tantalizes us with the seeing Hillary Clinton going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people I've seen go to jail are the people associated with Trump.
Correct.
Is that what we, so now
things don't add up.
Does that bother you?
Yes, of course it bothers me.
Does that make your watch lose a little time?
A little bit.
Trump watch lose
a little bit.
Isn't that very suspicious to me?
I don't polish as much as I used to.
I mean, does that not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's asinine.
It's crazy.
What conclusion can you come to besides either A, he has so little influence over what goes on at the Justice Department that is so into the control of whatever the deep state he's totally lost any connection. Or two, he's just going along to get along or just going along with it. Or some combination.
Yeah. I mean, All of the above.
Yeah.
All of the above. Yeah.
German farmers.
Until he starts locking up people. I've got a big question mark above his head.
German farmers block Hamburg in revolt against globalist environmentalist regulations. Well, the farmers in Europe, specifically Germany, just like farmers here, just like businesses here, they're very concerned. You know, how are we supposed to do business? How are we supposed to?
We can't make a living with all these rules and regulations on us.
Right. So the tractor, they basically made a tractor line blocking roads and getting people's attention. And so hopefully we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, I like it. That's what we need in here.
Henry Kissinger. Coming conflict between the United States and China will be worse than world wars if not resolved. Oh, we'll ask Daniel Esselstyn about that. Yeah, Kissinger, he rears his head every two or three years. I didn't even know he's still alive.
And grunts out something.
I didn't even know he's still alive. French police ratchet up evidence search in Epstein probe. French police are launching a fresh appeal for witnesses and victims to come forward to aid their probe of Jeffrey Epstein and allegations that one of the financier's associates drugged and raped young Motels. Okay. I find it encouraging that there is still investigation going on, if it's not in America, in some country.
Somebody's got to do it. There's laundry lists.
Is he alive or is he dead?
I say 50-50. I have no idea. You know, people with that much money, they don't tend to die.
Well, that much influence.
Yeah.
That much radioactivity.
Yeah, and you would think if he died, he'd release all his information, you know?
He'd have a dead man switch.
You know, maybe, it doesn't make sense.
Or maybe they waited till they had those under control. Maybe the people that he, turned
could
on.
Be.
Who knows? It's
could
possible.
Could be.
I agree with you. I'm not convinced he's dead.
Me neither.
I am convinced that he didn't kill himself.
That 100%.
I am convinced of that. Even if it was a mind control brain implant they put on him, and then he actually killed himself, but it was a brain implant making him do it. I mean, that's how crazy this is, ladies and gentlemen.
We're sure about that.
How Google, you know, and for people, the new listeners thinking, wow, that's kind of odd. That's kind of conspiracy theory. Okay, you want me to tell you why we've come to because let me tell you what's even more ludicrous. Someone's under maximum security, supposedly attempted to kill himself, has the most radioactive information possibly ever in the history of the penal system of the United States, and the cameras don't work and nobody's watching them and nobody makes a round. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the most ridiculous thing possible probably we'll ever talk about in the next year on this podcast. Okay. How Google interferes with its search algorithms and changes your results. Now, this also shows you, Google, the subtleness, how effective subtle changes are. It's like when you go to search Jeffrey, you know, you type in Google, Jeffrey Epstein, you start to type in, and then it auto inserts. So you have a list of Jeffrey Epstein didn't die, Jeffrey Epstein did, you know, whatever. So how they control people. A lot. I do it. If I start typing something, I see exactly what I want, or even close, then I'll click on it instead of, you know, typing in the whole deal. So, and it has nothing to do with what they're showing. This kind of influence has nothing to do with the amount of people that are searching this. It's all Google's driving this. It's also, this comes out of the Wall Street Journal. This is, I think this one is it? I don't know. Wall Street Journal, I think, originated it. They are blacklisting sites that they don't want to be seen. They won't come up on search results when they should.
That's correct.
They are influencing, like I said, the autocorrect. They are influencing greatly just the search results in general, even if they're not blacklisting people.
Correct.
They're pushing things.
You gotta go three pages in to find it.
To get what you want. You know, search anything, you know, quotes or things about the founding fathers or about certain things, and watch how hard it is.
Yeah.
We wrote a book, Forever 1776. It's at the Power Mall. Easy. This was several years ago.
Yeah, we're
easy,
everywhere.
Easy to find the information. Easy to find the stories. Easy to refer. It was so easy. I even wrote in the book, I said, this book has not been footnoted because these stories are so prevalent. I would encourage everybody to go look them up and to dig deeper and to just connect themselves more. That's what I wrote in the beginning of the book, because these are such common stories everywhere. Encourage people to find them.
Now try to find them.
And I didn't footnote them. Okay, now, right. Now try to find some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been 5-6 years. Yeah, I mean, whoa.
Not that long.
Whoa.
And look up the ladies or in the men talking about their beautiful sons or daughters running around at 3 years old, then taking a vaccine, and then, you know, the next day they're unconscious and stuff like that.
Let me put it in terms of me.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, at one point, Googled on, or YouTube, which is now owned by Google. I don't think it was owned by Google at that point.
Yeah.
I searched on YouTube about, you know, stories of parents about their vaccinated children damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have sat there all day, all night for weeks.
Weeks.
And listened to their stories.
Same story, almost. Same story.
All different people telling almost the same story. Mm-hmm. Okay, now go try to do that on YouTube.
Can't do it.
Go try to do that. And so you see where the control of thought, again, we're getting next Tuesday, just so you know, I'm going to go over very deeply some of the thoughts about our founding fathers and the core elements of what they did and what it means to be American. And this is central to it, this idea of freedom of thought, the idea of the pursuit of happiness, the idea. These are such revolutionary ideas, and they were not to be the end. They were to be the beginning of a utopian-type society, of a millennial, you know, Zion-like society. John Adams, very religious. Thomas Jefferson, not so much religious, but very spiritual, certainly honored God and Jesus and whatever. Both agreed on the same thing. I mean, to give you a kind of idea, a basis. And central to this is the idea to discuss truths, to debate truths, that in that debate, in that discovery, in that process must be there, or else you have tyranny, or else you have control, or else you have destruction, or else you have all these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a, I mean, the founding fathers, you know, I've praised them enough and I've just said very, you know, bombastic things about them. I'm going to get into specific details. It's going to be very important. And I want it out there, you know, at some point that no matter what in the future, no matter what happens, that I will have told you these things, that I will have detailed this and that you can see them and you can know them. And hopefully when you see it, these self-evident truths will forever be with you. And that is our future. That is our safety. That is our hope. That is our joy. That truth is what guides us. The California, again, the police, here's the police. Oh, I want you to know, I talked to a lawyer about my case, right?
Oh, good.
And I just asked them some questions and, you know, going back and forth. And basically you pay them money and they can get, you know,
anything.
They basically get it to go away or to whatever.
Expunged or gone away.
And they just, they don't know, you know, they but they'll do something. So they don't know, but as far as, you know, getting justice or getting whatever, that's another story. So we go, we're just talking, asking questions. And with this lawyer, I asked about the driving, you know, driving's a privilege. Do I have a natural right to travel? So I asked this lawyer if I have a natural right to travel. He says, well, you don't have a natural right for a driver's license. I said, you know, and I when, as soon as he said that, as soon as he said that, I knew that he knew what I was talking about.
Right.
And he said, because the way he put it, he was trying to push me off.
Right.
And he said, well, you don't have a natural right to a driver's license. That's at the state's whim, and they can give it and take it as they regulate and see fit. I said, I agree with you. What I'm talking about, the right to travel is different than a driver's license. He
correct.
Said, yes. And I said, what about a right to travel? And he said, I don't have time to argue this bleep with you. Go find somebody else.
Oh, wow.
I have to go back and forth and debate this bleep with you. And cussed at me and hung up the phone.
Wow.
You think this system is has nothing to do with your rights? You're this system? So this is this next story I want you to know. California man arrested for eating at subway station. This is in California. Homeless are doing drugs and pooping on the city streets. So this man is just at the subway station eating a subway.
Right.
I think it's a subway. Something. He's just eating. I mean, really. It's just like you going down eating a sandwich on the subway station, getting ready to go on the train. He gets arrested with the same just blocks or go up and just go around the corner, and homeless people are defecating on the street.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with this picture?
What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
These police do not serve you.
Nope.
Any benefit that the police give to you is one of two things. One, a good policeman who's going against his training, against protocol, and really on his own discretion is doing something for you. Or two, it's an ancillary benefit of them executing the quote-unquote statutes and law.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Done.
I'm telling you. Trial ends for group charged with illegally recording Planned Parenthood officials who admitted selling aborted baby parts. A jury has begun deliberations. How in God's green earth, again, you want to talk about the justice system, how is this even in trial? So the person had a conversation in public with somebody from Planned Parenthood. They said they want their Ferrari or what, a Lamborghini,
mm-hmm.
or whatever they
one,
want.
One of those two.
For selling these body parts. It was a public conversation. You know, it wasn't, there's no reason to be held in confidence or whatever. It was in public.
It was in public
at a restaurant.
You have no expectation of privacy. None. Zero.
And so they, it was published, and the audacity of Planned Parenthood and what they are, and now they're in trial. You see what the judicial system is? It's there to stop the truth from coming out. It's there to stop
The American citizen.
Did you have something? You know, you got your paper in your hand.
Oh, well, I got something that'll go with thing. County clerks in New York are mounting a revolt against the law which enables illegal aliens to obtain driver's license. I thought you'd like that. I don't know if you
Well, county clerks are elected.
That's right.
You know, so
they're stopping them.
The bishop who's chosen to investigate church sex abuse is himself accused. Pope Francis, a bishop tapped by Pope Francis to investigate Roman Catholic Church's response to sex abuse allegations in Buffalo, New York, has himself been accused of the same thing. Boston attorney, you know, Boston, that was, what was the name of that movie? Was it Limelight? Flashlight?
That was a good Flashlight? Movie. I can't remember. We watched it together.
That was a good movie, if you want to see. And see how hard it is for this stuff to come out and how many years it takes for this stuff to come out. It's just...
And who didn't know that?
Who didn't know what?
What you just said.
How hard it... What do you mean? How
no,
hard...
No, back up 2 seconds.
Well, say it. We got 20 seconds.
That the priest that was in charge was charged himself.
Yeah. People are still struggling to survive in Greece 9 years after the quote-unquote economic crisis. Socialism doesn't work. Wait till you hear what the founding fathers thought about socialism.
Yeah.
Thought about the greater good. The founding fathers believed in a greater good. But and then you have to understand that.
Yeah.
And they believed in a national religion. But you have to understand that too. I mean, it is criminal how we have been separated. My grandfather was not a religious person, and he told me that in school they taught him that our rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away.
Yeah.
That shows you how far we've come. Okay? My grandfather was born in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the Bible Belt either.
No. That bastion of freedom, New Jersey.
Will bananas go extinct? That's a good question. Venice hit by another ferocious high tide and the flooding of the city that's already flooded. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news and then Power Hour J. And then Daniel Estler. So good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a little technical difficulties on our, we do have a clean recording, like if you listen later, you listen on the website, podcast, what have you. But for whatever reason, there's some kind of hop from the network Global Star out. So listening live, you might have a problem hearing us right now. I apologize. Recordings will be, are crystal clear. If that's any solace, if that makes I know it's confusing, but if that's any makes any sense to you, so the recordings will be clear. But right now we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Hopefully Todd is working on it; it will clear up as we go. A couple of news stories: experts claim addiction to shopping is a mental illness. Wow, that's weird, isn't it? I guess addiction to anything.
Addiction to anything is real.
The Chinese have sold killer robots to Middle East.
I heard that.
And it's going to leave every
I'd like to see a picture of them.
Of the drones?
The killer drones. I'd like to see a picture.
Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York, you know, mm-hmm. that bastion of freedom and constitutional forthrightness.
Wants you to know, let's see, straws, salt, and sodas.
And guns. Straws, salt, sodas, and guns are the bastion of all evil in the world.
It's his platform.
That's his platform. No straws, salt, sodas, or guns.
Right.
No, thank you. Anyway, he's launching a $100 million anti-Trump ad campaign.
Well, good for him.
Like everybody's got to do something with their life, right?
Yeah, with their money. hope it helps somebody.
Wall Street hits record high. Again, we talked about this with Joseph Meyer. This is what I thought. I mean, I thought that we may not have a meltdown. We're having a melt up.
Yeah. They keep pumping that money in the Fed. I mean, it's hard for the stock market to go down.
Sleep problems are growing from America. That's why are growing for Americans. REM sleep.
That stuff works good.
Another thing to go. Amazon is now harming Americans by allowing manufacturers to sell harmful and mislabeled products to U.S. consumers. There's an article about it.
We've been talking about it for the last couple of months.
You can't trust Amazon.
You can't trust Amazon, that's for sure.
That's why you buy from the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Story, I thought this was interesting. Sent an email, and then Jay is hanging on. We'll have her in 2 seconds here. This is an email that was going around. I think it's authentic. And so I'll read it. I thought this was touching. In 1991, at the end of Desert Storm, a 19-year-old U.S. Army Cavalry scout private who had just spent 8 months at war sat out on a street at Khobar's Towers in Saudi Arabia. He sat there on his duffel bag along with his battalion around him for 4 days, waiting for the buses to come and take him to King Fahad Airport so he could go home. Unfortunately, The politicians of the day never planned for how to bring so many soldiers home after the Gulf War ended, so there was a shortage of planes. Politicians are great at talking, but terrible at doing. Finally, the buses came and took the young man along with his fellow soldiers to the airport. The planes waiting were from Tower Air. The owner of Tower Air had volunteered his planes and staff to bring soldiers home for the cost of fuel only. It filled in the gap and came.
Excellent.
Happily, the young veteran got home just in time for Easter weekend in 1991 and spent that time emotionally healing with friends and family surrounding him. The private was me, Ron Knaus. The owner of Tower Air was Donald J. Trump.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good story.
Good story. I thought that was a paired
Patriot Donald Trump.
The our next guest,
Say Roger Stone.
Oh, gosh,
don't
yes.
Don't forget that.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone was just found guilty on all charges What city was the case in?
New York City. No, Washington. Washington.
It was in Washington. Mm-hmm. D.C.?
D.C.
Was just found guilty by the...
Kangaroo Court.
God, this is... what I've been telling you about the justice system. I don't know what to say.
The feds got what they got, a 98.3 conviction rate because of their kangaroo courts that they have.
Okay, Trump comes out and says that he's going to put people, drain the swamp, and then all I see are people associated with Trump and helping Trump getting arrested.
Going
the other way.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Notice that Jerome Corsi did not go to jail.
He did not.
You notice what Jerome Corsi also did not do? What did Jerome Corsi not do?
I don't know what.
He didn't talk to him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk to him I'm wrong. Who was it that did not talk to them?
No, they tricked Jerome Corsi. Yeah, the feds tricked him too.
And he wouldn't give up something. There was something, I don't know, I'm sorry. Anyway, this should bum everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. If they can get him, they can get us. They can get you.
Well, this is a major story. We're all Roger Stone. That's kind meme going around. We're all, this is going to be like V for Vendetta. We're all V now.
Yeah.
We're all Roger Stone now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's go to Jay. Power Hour Jay, we affectionately call her. When you call to make an order, she, not all the time, but most of the time, she's the one who takes the order, who processes, who finds out, takes your questions, see if there's a situation with the order, with the shipping, to track it, blah, 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 blah. She's been with the Power Hour quite a long time, much longer than I have. And we love having her here. We love having her on the show. And we want to welcome her to talk a little bit about what's going on here in the next month or so. Jay, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, what's up, 2250?
is that my name around the streets, the word on the street? That's my new nickname?
It is. It is, Daniel.
Did you hear my, I said earlier, I talked to a lawyer. I talked to a couple of lawyers. I talked to one and got to, go back and forth. I'm just really just asking questions. What's your thoughts on this? What's your kind of see, whatever. And I brought up the right to travel. And, identified myself and the right to travel, and he cussed at me and hung up the phone.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, ladies, look, if you think that these police are legitimate, they are not. And you think, well, you're attacking policemen. Okay, I guess I'm attacking policemen, but I'm really not attacking. I'm attacking the system that they're supporting. Because I know a lot of great police and a lot of police. When I used to speak on this, it amazed me. This was several years ago. I used to speak about my book and go and speak. And after the thing, invariably, people would always come up to me and, people would say, oh, my gosh, that was amazing. I learned so much. Thank you for doing this. And then I'm a cop, or I'm a former cop, or I'm a present cop. And I thought, oh, my gosh, where is this going? And always, they'd always say, you are 100% right.
Yeah.
I know I can't even be a good cop. And so for those people... my heart goes out to them, and what anyway, 2250. That's
The boys that I met yesterday asked where 2250. Why it wasn't 2250 with me?
That's funny.
I said Mrs. 2250 wouldn't let him out of the house.
yeah, sure.
And Daniel, while you were talking earlier, and I was listening. I did look up that breaking news that says President Donald Trump's longtime friend and one-time campaign advisor, Roger Stone, was convicted in the only remaining case from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Jurors have returned a guilty verdict on all 7 counts, including 5 counts of lying to Congress, 1 count of witness tampering, and obstruction of a proceeding. Stone had pleaded not guilty and maintains his innocence throughout the trial. So I just thought I'd read you that.
Well, you said there were 7 counts. 5 of them were lying to Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again, and through experience, through news, through everything, you do not have to talk to these people. You have a right to remain silent.
Exactly.
You notice on everything, the vast majority of his counts, and probably the other one was probably related to it, was they supposedly got him tripped up or saying two different things. You know, you said you got Domino's pizza on April 21st. You said you got Domino's. Yeah. Here, now you're telling me you got Pizza Hut pizza? You lied to us.
You're going to jail.
You lied to us. Right. That is one count. Right here, you said you walked your dog at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Here, you said it wasn't till noon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And here's the tricky thing about it. Congress can lie to you, but you can't lie to them.
Well, that's the propaganda bill. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, Power Hour J, let's talk about positive things. Let's talk about the Power Mall. Let's talk about that.
I'm ready. We're trying to get ready for the holidays, Daniel. So we just brought some added holiday gifts into the Power Mall that I wanted to mention, just, you know, for gift giving. And instead of, you know, of course you want to give away that 1 pound play for Christmas and all that, but just some little spicy things. We brought in the Gift of the Magi, the Rumen Body Spray, and it uses colloidal gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and 13 other ancient essential oils. It's got the colloidal nano silver. It's 100% natural ingredients. We brought in the Silver Shield Dog and Bedding Spray. Love that stuff, and a lot of customers do. It's colloidal silver, provides long-lasting protection. I didn't know this. Deters pests like to hide in your dog's coat and bedding. And so we brought that back. We've got Silver Botanicals. This is something that is fantastic. Silver Botanicals Total Body Skin Therapy.
Hey, Jay, hold on a second. Jay, hold on. Todd, is it just in, is she sounding that bad going out, or is that just me? Okay, so it's to me. Okay, I'm sorry, Jay, because I'm hearing you're cutting out. I'm sorry. Keep going, Jay.
Okay, we'll go back to the Silver Botanicals Body Skin Therapy. It's a full body skin treatment and aromatherapy bathing experience. It's all natural formula. Yeah. pH along with a multitude of cofactors to moisturize and nurture your skin. It's a technology with the intelligence to deliver botanical extracts and essential oils, vitamins, and natural C minerals. The Body Skin Therapy provides a skin treatment superior to some of the most prestige contemporary luxury spas. It's good for relaxing, muscle relaxation, your skin, hair, nail. It's got moisturizing oils, so it's you're going to get in the bathtub and say thank you when you come out. We brought back a few bars of soap, the natural myrrh and clove soap, made with all natural ingredients, coconut palm oil, sapphire scented with essential oils, clove, myrrh. Lavender shampoo, lavender conditioner. We do offer a winter wellness bundle. This is something that was pretty neat. It'll save you $18.45 if you get the bundle consists of 140 parts per million silver, a super strength oregano oil, 1 fluid ounce, and silver lozenge. And it is a savings of $18.45 if you just type in winter wellness bundle. Or when you call, ask me, Jay, I'd like the winter wellness bundle, and we'll get it for you.
Those silver lozenges are awesome. I did not realize how good they were. They are awesome.
We are flying through them. I just hope there's some left. I need to place an order so I can get some, because we've already made a second order with them, and they literally told us they sent us everything they had. So get them while you can right now, but we will be getting more as quick as we can.
If you like to,
flying off the shelves.
If you like to suck on lozenges, I know, you know, especially winter, sore throats, whatever. If you like, you know, some people like to suck on even peppermints, whatever. If don't suck on peppermints, suck on these things. These things are great. I mean, we're not talking about medicine great. We're talking about just great, great.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had any yet. I do want to mention just some additional holiday gift ideas that Catherine and I just kind of work together on. Of course, Miracle 2 soap. We do offer Pyramol gift certificates. Of course, Detox Clay, Silver Shield deodorant, great for gift giving. The Helon, the Lamb, the Magnesium Oil.
Let me step in here. My mother, you know, here's what's the Christmas tradition in our house. We had stockings, and no matter what time I woke up, I could go open my stocking. That was kind of my parents' way of appeasing me, so I didn't wake them up at the crack of dawn. So anyway, I could go open my stocking and open whatever. Well, for stocking stuffers, things like deodorant was in there, maybe a couple of cool little toys or action figures or Star Wars figures or something. But mostly it was stuff like, you know, deodorants or socks or, you know, stuff like that that she felt like I needed.
New toothbrush. Yeah.
New toothbrush, toothpaste. Well, yeah. You know, I don't know about toothpaste, but it was stuff like that. So, that Silver Shield is fantastic. And that's a great way to introduce people and to open them up to just alternative stuff altogether. I love the mouthwash, toothpaste, deodorant. Doesn't everybody need those things? Buy from the good guys, will you? I mean, will you buy from us? We need your support. And another thing that we're doing is, when you call, especially, look, I've told you, you know, I've always been straightforward with you as much as I can. Your support has been fantastic. But even with that support, this model that Joyce has created, you know, 20 years ago, it worked fantastic. Now with Amazon, with other options, with eBay, with what have you, the model does not work the same, because people, they hear about the product, they won't buy from us. They're going to buy some cheap Chinese knockoff on Amazon because they think they can save $5, and then they don't support us. We can't sell it for that. You know, we've addressed this. We've gotten emails where people say, why do you charge this when, you know, I can buy it from Shanghai for this much? Well, I'm sorry. We can't compete with Shanghai. We can't. They're not paying for radio advertising. Do you get it? They're not paying for shortwave. The shows are most radio shows just don't put you on. You have to pay for the time. I mean, some of them you can work out the deal or what have you. And that's one of the things we're trying to do is expand. And we are doing. And so you have to understand this. So if you don't buy from us and purchase from us, your donations, your purchases, your prayers have been fantastic. We're not on the air. And this model is increasingly more difficult. That's why we're trying to change things. We're aligning ourselves. We're doing some stuff with Strauss Heart Drops, with the REM Sleep coming up to help us. But I have instructed, I guess, one way, or we have decided, I guess, talking to Catherine and Catherine talking to your mom, talking to Jay, that we need to, when you order, Jay is going to ask you, would you like to donate to our radio fund or to our expansion fund? So when you make a purchase, you know, it's kind of like round up, you know, but rounded up 40 cents, you know, thank you, but okay, we need a little more than that. She'll ask you, if you don't want to, or you can't, or whatever, that's fine. Just say, no, not at this time. Thank you for asking. And, you know, it'll be that. But if you can, you know, donate $5, donate 10, donate 50, donate 10,000. It'll be used, and we'll use it in a good way, and we'll help expand and help us do what we're doing here. There's very few places that I know, you know, part of this, nobody likes to buy things necessarily. That's not the first on their mind. I'm going to buy something to, like, charity. This isn't charity. Do you understand how important this show is? I know you do. And so, and I don't want to lecture you, and I'm not trying to guilt you into supporting us. I'm not trying to do that either. I'm telling you informing you of the reality of the situation. So when you order, especially December is always our worst month, it's very difficult. So where's the money going to come from? So, you know, then I got to pull it out of my pocket. So, or whatever, you know, it's just, it's hard to sustain this like that in the months like this. So we need your help. And so
You've always been there. So I'm just telling you, just informing you. That's all. It's not, you know, don't be upset or take it as a big deal. And I hope you're not offended by it. So Jay will ask you, hey, would you like to donate something to our expansion fund? You know, $5, $20, $40, again, $5,000. We can certainly use it. So anyway, I just had to insert there. So continue on, Jay.
Oh, that is fine. Just a few other things. Magnesium oil as a gift. The detox foot pad. What an easy way to just simply detox your body in five easy nights while you're sleeping. The Health Point kit. What a forever gift. I've had my Health Point machine.
Love
for,
my Health Point.
I know. I'm going to say at least seven years anyway. I love it. And I did get it out and use it when I had that. I got a little ill early in the week, and just a sinus infection. But boy, it got me. And I did get the Health Point kit out and work around my sinus, nasal cavities, and up and down different areas. You could just feel things loosening up in there. And of course, you know, like Dr. Cass Ingram says, pound, pound, pound. I was pounding oregano oil, silver, oregano, vitamin C, and for the pain, because I was running a very high fever, and with a fever, you're going to feel some irritation. And I doubled up on my curcumin, because I don't take aspirin or ibuprofen, but I took a handful of curcumin, I can tell you that. And it really made a difference in loosening and lightening the pain. Another gift idea, of course, the silver lozenges. There's that stocking gift. FYI, for everyone to know, if you want us to send a gift, a Christmas gift, to another person or family, we do have some gift boxes that we can put the items in and send it to them in a gift box. And we do also, we've got it worked out with our website. We are shipping internationally. We've got all the bugs worked out. Yay. So for you that are listening internationally, please give us a call. Go online at thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com. Daniel, really, that
Let me ask you this. What do people, when they call, if they have questions, what do they ask about, or what do they comment about the show? Is there something they say about the show? Hey, I like this, I don't like this, or what's on people's minds?
Well, it just varies from, you know, I do have conversations with people. It's not a job. If you enjoy what you're doing, it's not a job. So I really enjoy spending time every day with the people on the phone. I was speaking to a guy earlier today, and he just happened to hadn't listened to us for a while, but did when Joyce was with us, and when she passed, you know, things, he got caught up in his own life also, but then heard us on Rinse Radio. I think here lately the biggest, most wonderful thing that I've heard is they're so glad we're on Rinse Radio. They're so glad, happy to hear Joyce in a commercial, to hear Joyce in an interview, which we all know we couldn't do that on the prior station that we were on.
You afraid to say them? I'll say them. GCN.
Yeah, okay,
it was GCN.
Go ahead.
I mean, they deserved it. I mean, I'm not going to completely rag on them or just go tell you everything that happened, but yeah, it was GCN. They weren't supportive at all.
Well,
I mean, period. They were not supportive at all.
Well, they did not want Joyce's voice to be heard. I mean, it was plain and simple. We were absolutely told no. And as soon as we went to Rinse, that's the first thing we checked into is, can we play something with Joyce's voice? Can we air? You know, we've got all the archived shows of her interviews. We have them. And what a blessing. We heard Joyce just this week on a replay and talking to John Bensley with Charcoal. And I do get those calls when we do that. It's thank you for letting us hear Joyce. She will never be forgotten. And
she,
we don't ever
be.
Want to let that happen. Absolutely. So we do shout out for Rinse Radio. We appreciate everything that they put up with us wanting to do, and having Joyce's voice to be heard by everyone once in a while is a godsend. It's a blessing.
Todd is Todd's fantastic to work with over at Global Star too. I mean, I know he's listening.
Yes.
But really, if anybody, you know, is in this industry or what have you, whatever, Todd at Global Star he's top shelf. So, you know, if you're looking for that kind of service, Todd's your man. And they've been fantastic.
Catherine has always talked so high and so positive about Todd. Just a wonderful human being, great to work with. And at first with us, it's like, wow.
We didn't know what was going on.
We didn't
even know there was a radio station, a radio show that could be there. Oh, you mean
that could be nice to you?
You mean you're nice and respectful? Wow, this is weird.
Right.
This is
respect.
And believe, I mean, it got worse once Joyce died, but believe me, it wasn't like exclusively, us compared to Joyce. You know, Joyce had the same reservations, believe me. But whatever, that's your hero there. Onward and upward. And we're glad to be here and we're glad to be, thank you for your support and what we're doing here. We think we have a worthwhile broadcast. We think we have worthwhile products. We know we do. So please check them out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Joyce or Jay is going to ask you, hey, would you like to donate something? If you don't want to, say no, not at this time. Thank you very much. That's it. You know, it's not a big deal. But if you do, again, thank you. Thank you for your prayer. I don't care if you buy anything. Thank you for just being here. It means something. God bless you. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.